Let us finish this morning by returning to our winter nights theme. What you're doing to keep engaged with the outside world until that stretch in the evening returns. Ahead of National Singing Week next week, Brenda Donoghue got her do-re-mis together and went to a rehearsal in the Clare Galway Community Choir. Their first rehearsal back since Storm Éowyn. Brenda tiptoed into rehearsals where the musical director Ciara Rose Sheeran was in full flow.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, 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 yeah. Feel the rain, feel the rain, feel the rain.
Gorgeous.
Choir's about 3.5 years old. We came together after the lockdown. People are travelling in from all around rural Ireland. Well, I suppose they are. Yeah. Lovely Clare comes all the way down from Athlone. So we have a beautiful community of women here. Men are always welcome. They're just a little bit shy in rural Ireland in choirs.
It'd be a great place to meet a woman if they came.
I'm telling you now. I think the joy that I find in this particular group, because I'm a choir director of 3 choirs and each choir presents its own personality. This is a tribe that have made me feel very welcome in and of myself, because, you know, some of us are on the spectrum, including me, and so I'm a bit quirky, or as we like to refer ourselves as spice bags. So we were a little peppery some nights, we come in, we're a bit moody some nights, and we just laugh because we're all in a journey together. It's the sense of community. The minute the storm hit, everybody was hit quite badly with it. And immediately I opened up the WhatsApp group and it's like, okay, who needs this? Where are you? And the conversation was huge in the group and people reached out if somebody didn't have gas. How can I help you? Do you need me to bring you a dinner? Do you want to come up to the house for a shower? My power's back. Is your power back? How are you? Washing. 5 loads of laundry coming down to you in a minute, you know. But it's the sense of support. And just friendliness and kindness and thoughtfulness that just very naturally comes out of this group of women.
You mentioned the importance of community, yeah, and the washing. Mary, can, yeah, I come over to you?
We lost power for about 5 days and school was coming and panic. And we had to get washing, so I was going round Galway with my bags of washing for somebody to wash it for me. And that's how I ended up doing it. And even we had no power, so our porridge, I sent a picture to the WhatsApp group of my husband. He's making his porridge outside in the barbecue in the dark with a torch. And he's minded this. And that's how we got through it. And that's the only way we got through it.
Before I hear you sing, I'd love to get a sense of why you got involved in the choir, what it means to you.
I'm Helena McGrath and I'm living in Clare Galway now. So I'm married to a farmer, so it's good to get out and about. And, you know, it's great to come here and do something for myself as well. It's really appreciated at home as well when I do go out.
Yes. Tell me how the storm affected you. Were you affected on the farm?
So we were out of power till the 31st. So that was last Friday in the house, and then on the farm till last Monday. Yeah, so everything came back and we're there now. But I think farmers in particular are very resourceful and they manage.
Teresa Kilgannon is my name. Myself and my neighbour were looking for like some kind of choir to join, and we heard of this. And I had lost my son, so it was kind of my mental health. I wanted to kind of just do something for myself and join the choir 3 years ago. Then last April, unfortunately, I got diagnosed with breast cancer. Mm-hmm. I have never seen a crowd rally around somebody like they have rallied for me, and they have just been unbelievable. They're like every day there's a text, there's a phone call, there's something at the door, there's a package, there's... I can't even put into words really how much these people mean to me. And they've been, through thick and thin, they've just been amazing.
Somebody's on a crutch. Oh,
Wasn't me.
Hi, what's your name?
I'm Marie Laffey. I live here in Clare Galway. I'm injured. I fell running to meet my husband on a Christmas date. Christmas. Yeah, we do a tradition of a Christmas date for each other when I wasn't working about 15 years ago. And I said, everyone else is having Christmas parties and I'm not having any Christmas party. So we started a tradition that we'd meet every Christmas and have a Christmas party for ourselves. So I fell running across the bridge in town. Oh. But like...
There's something romantic about that, isn't there?
I fell a second time for him. Yeah. But no, I work in the university and I work in the Career Development Centre in the University of Galway, and I'm constantly supporting students, and all day you're giving of yourself. And like everybody's saying here, it's something I do for myself because I give up myself to everybody else, but I wasn't prioritising myself, as many mothers don't. And particularly working mothers, we have to go out and work and then we have to come home and look after families. And so this is my way of giving something to myself and prioritising my needs.
What's your name? Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Hi, my name is Anna Cormican, and I love to sing. I've always loved to sing. But I had an operation when I was 15, and the doctor said to me, of course, you'll never be a singer.
What operation did you have?
I had 7/8 of my thyroid gland removed. And they told me after the operation I'd never be a singer. And as a 15-year-old, I've carried that all through my life, and I didn't sing. And I've loved singing, but I wouldn't do it. And the thing about this choir is it's not about perfection. It's about the joy. It's about coming and singing with your heart and your soul and having fun and going out happy. And that's what I do. And I haven't looked back since I joined. Wonderful. So many years wasted, like, but I'm not giving up now.
Okay. You're practising Natasha Bedingfield's song Unwritten. Mm-hmm. That has particular resonance with the community choir here.
So I suppose we were just chatting about this a while ago and coming to the realisation that every year has kind of had a song that stood out for us. And so now we're going into another new year for everybody. It's going to be a new chapter. We've braved a storm that's happened for the first time after, 100 years, something crazy like that. And our stories are still, we're still living. So not everything has been written yet. But that's the concept of our stories are unwritten. And, you know, get out there, dance in the rain, smash the puddles. You got it?
Yes.
All right, let's do it.
I am unwritten, can't read my mind, I'm undefined. I'm just beginning, pens in my hand, bending a plan, staring at the blank page before you. Open up the dirty window, let the sun illuminate the words that you cannot find.
Brenda Donoghue there showing remarkable restraint, not actually joining in and leading the choir. If you want to get involved in National Singing Week, more details, singireland.ie. If you want me to shut up and let you hear more, here you go.